The answer can be discerned with little difficulty if one cares to scrutinize the writings of the sage of Providence, Howard Phillips Lovecraft. This scholar, whose path regrettably never crossed that of the young Ian Fleming, asserted that our tenancy of this planet is but a recent aberration. Earth has in the past been home for a number of alien species of vast antiquity and incomprehensibly advanced knowledge, and indeed some of them may still linger alongside us. On the high Antarctic plateau, in the frigid oceanic depths, even in strange half-breed colonies off the New England coastline. If this strikes you as nonsensical, first contemplate your nearest city. How recognizable would it be in 100 years' time if our entire species silently vanished tomorrow? How recognizable would it be in 1,000 years? Would any relics still bear witness to the once proud towers of New York or Tokyo 1,000,000 years hence? Our future, and the future of any once proud races that bestrode our planet, is that of an oily stain in the shale deposits of deep history. Earth's biosphere and the active tectonic system it dances upon cleans house remorselessly, erasing any structure that isn't alive or maintained by the living. Consider also the extent to which we really occupy the planet we live on. We think of ourselves as the dominant species on Earth, but 75% of the Earth's entire biomass consists of bacteria and algae that we can't even see with the naked eye. Bacteria from whose ranks fearsome pathogens periodically emerge, burning like wildfire through our ranks. Nor do we, in any real sense of the word, occupy the oceans. Certainly our trawlers hunt the bounty of the upper waters, but submarines, of which there are only a few hundred on the entire planet, fumble like blind men through the uppermost half kilometer of a world ocean that averages 3 kilometers in depth, unable to dive beneath their pressure limits to explore the abyssal plains that cover nearly two-thirds of the planetary surface. Finally, the surface, both the sub-oceanic abyss and the thin skin of dry land we cling tenuously to, is but 1/1000th of the depth of the planet itself. We can't even drill through the crust, much less contemplate with any certainty the nature of events unfolding within the hot, dense mantle beneath. We could be sharing the planet with numerous powerful alien civilizations, denizens of the high-energy condensed matter realm beneath our feet, and we'd never know it, unless they chose to send emissaries into our biosphere, sprinkling death rays and other trade goods like glass beads before the aboriginal inhabitants, extracting a ghastly price in return for their largesse.